Hello, my name is Grace Johnson, and I'm going to be interviewing my grandma.
All right. I think this was a top every time I ask a question. How did you meet How did you and Grandpa meet? Tell me one of your favorite memories with him.
Well, I met him down at the river where we all used to go swimming, and I used to see him there all the time. And finally, he asked me to go out.
Really? How old were you?
Oh, I was about 16.
Really?
Yeah. And our first date, we went to car racing.
Car racing?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
Yeah, well, it was. We went with another couple that we knew.
Oh.
So it was fun.
Let's see here. Tell me about your parents.
My what?
Parents.
My parents. Okay. My dad was a hard worker. He was a mechanic. He used to work on the ships for a while, but he got hurt in an accident.
Wait, so what happened in the accident?
He got hit by a big plank of steel that was on a crane.
Ouch.
And it knocked him off the ship.
The ship? Like a boat?
Yeah, the boat.
Is this in Minnesota?
It's a boat.
Where was it, in Minnesota?
In Minnesota.
Wow.
Mm.
What lake was he on?
Lake Superior.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it wasn't
well,
cool.
Well, not getting hit.
Yeah. But that kind of changed his lifestyle.
Oh.
You know, but he was able to walk and stuff. He got up, but he was crippled a little bit, so. And my mother, she was a housewife, cook, sewed. She did everything under the sun.
She the one who taught you how to make good cookies?
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Did you make recipes all the time?
Oh, yeah, I had her recipes, my sister Carol's recipes, my recipes, so I've had a lot of recipes.
Yeah, you make good, where did pumpkin bars come from?
I don't know, I just had them from years ago.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Are there any classic family jokes or stories that you have?
Any?
Classic family jokes or stories.
Oh, jeez. There's so many, I can't remember them.
Pick your favorite one. Do you have a favorite one?
Oh, okay. Well, no, that one, I...
No?
No. Of me or my grandparents? Or
anybody.
Anybody? Oh, okay. How about my kids?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, Donnie and Teresa used to constantly be competitive, and he picked on her and she picked on him, and one day I got mad, and I told them they better quit picking on each other, because someday they'll have to help each other.
Yeah.
And so they kind of did for a while, and it went on, but you could tell it was there, you know, but Teresa was the middle child. You know,
yeah.
She wasn't the oldest one, but she wasn't the youngest one. So she was kind of the middle child, so it was harder on her.
Yeah, so Uncle Donnie was always messing with her?
Yeah, that's right.
What about Mom?
Mom? Now, she was spoiled.
Really?
You know, yeah, because she was the youngest, and there was 5 years or 4.5 years between her and her sister. Six and a half between her and her brother.
That's a lot.
Yeah, so she come along. She was just a little toddler, you know.
They're probably fighting. She goes, "Hi, I'm fighting right now."
Yeah, but they never really fought or anything. She seemed to get along with both of them until they got older.
Yeah.
Sibling rivalries.
Yeah. Did you do any sports when you were in high school? If so, what were you in?
I was in basketball.
Really?
Yes.
When?
I was pretty good at it, too. In Ordained Junior High School.
Oh.
Yeah, and, but it was sad because the girls couldn't be competitive. We can play against our classroom, it's called. Each room has a number, a classroom. They, we could, you know, win our classroom or when we beat the next classroom, and that we couldn't go any farther, like play other schools.
Wait, were other classrooms like teams?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they had teams. But the thing is, it wasn't as much fun because we'd go to the boys' basketball games and they could play the other schools.
Oh, because they were way better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girls were kind of slower coming along, you know.
Yeah.
But they finally worked their way up.
Yeah. How has not being able to hear well affected you as you grow up? Or grew up?
How
has not being able to hear well affected you growing up?
Well, I had a hard time reading, you know, because I couldn't hear, you know, as well, because I couldn't pronounce the words as well. And but I was a little slow in reading, but the rest of the classes I didn't seem to have any problem.
Mm.
You know, so.
How did you like lose your hearing? Or were you just born that way?
My parents didn't even know that. I think when I was a baby, I had a rosy fever or something like that. And I had real bad earaches. And they didn't know what was wrong, but it was my tonsils and adenoids.
Oh.
If they had taken them out, I wouldn't have been deaf.
Oh.
In one ear, so. But that's hindsight, and we have a lot better things now to know. They know more in medical.
Do you wish you had your hearing?
No, I'm doing okay. I have to have people repeat stuff to me once in a while, but I'm doing okay.
What did you think of Dad when Mom started dating him?
Well, I thought he was kind of, wasn't, his mannerism was a little,
He didn't have a lot of manners?
No, he didn't have manners, but I mean, he'd come up to the door, and he didn't come to the door, he'd come up to the sidewalk, and he's honking the horn, beep, beep, like Dad says, hey, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Grandpa said that, and I says, okay. I says, Julie was going to go out the door, but he's waiting for me. No, he's going to come in and you can introduce him to us.
He's like, let's go. I don't want to talk to your parents.
Yes. So, but he got used to it, coming up to the door and getting her.
Yeah. He's probably scared of me, Grandpa.
No, he really wasn't.
Mm.
Mm. He got along with him, I think.
Yeah. Do you have any phobias?
Any phobias?
Yeah, are you scared of anything?
Oh, boy. I don't like being by myself.
Really?
Mm-hmm. If I'm at home by myself, and I'll go out in the garage and visit Grandpa, watch him cut wood or do something, you know. I don't like being by myself, and I think it's probably because of my hearing.
I can't hear anything?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of scary.
Yeah, well, it's not really scary. It's just kind of bothers me.
Oh, because you think no one's home, and you're like, hey, is anybody here? And
I can't hear him.
Yeah, you can't hear him.
I come from one room to the other, and Uncle Mickey will be there, and he'll scare the lights out of me.
Well, I didn't know you were here. I yelled. I didn't hear you.
Yeah. So he knows now to knock loud.
Did you have, like, a creek near your house that you go to all the time? Is that what you said?
Oh, when we were living in the farmhouse, we had a lot of creeks.
Did you like to, like, catch frogs and play in mud?
Oh, yeah. I don't think, my brother and I went and got snakes.
Snakes?
We'd lift the rocks up and we'd catch these little snakes. And we got a little devious and we put them in the neighbor's mailbox.
Oh, did you get in trouble for that?
Oh, yeah, because the other neighbor saw us do it and she reported
it bad.
To her. And they came knocking on the door. And
he's like, who put snakes in there? I don't know.
Oh, we knew. But I got in trouble.
How old were you when you did that?
Oh, I was probably about 7.
7?
8.
That young?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's bad. Who'd you do it with?
My brother. He's
really
older than me. My brother Bob.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you have any other siblings?
Yes, I had my brother Bob, my sister Carol, and my brother Marvin.
Did you guys get along well?
Oh, yeah, we did. Hmm. We got along well. My brother and I did, Bob. Oh, we did. We got in trouble. We got in trouble together.
How old are y'all?
We were about a year and a half apart.
What about Carol?
Carol, she was 4.5 years older than me.
Really?
Yeah. Then Marvin was 9 years older than me.
That's a lot. Yeah. So you were the youngest?
Yeah, your mom's the youngest.
Oh. Did you have any animals ever?
Like, animals?
Did Grandpa have any animals? Like pets? Or did you just...
Okay, we had pets. We had a dog. And his name was Grover.
Grover?
Yeah.
What type of dog was he?
Well, it was my grandfather's dog. Oh. And my mom and dad got him after they passed away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But then he died. And then we had another dog, and it was, trying to think of his name. He was a white Samoyed muskie.
That's a
husky.
Musky? That's husky. A type of fish.
That's a fish. You got it. But it was a husky.
Yeah.
And it was all white. And I just loved to give him a bath and brush him.
Yeah, he probably
and
looked
his hair
soft.
Was soft and fluffy.
Oh, yeah, since it's cold up there, he'd be
yes.
fine.
And then I had a fur coat that was a thick fur, and I used to wear it, and I'd walk him.
That's funny.
In the wintertime. Oh,
so
yeah.
So I'd be like, oh, look, there's two dogs. Wait, no, that's a girl.
No, but it was... People used to say, oh, my, for pretty. But I had him for quite a while, and then he passed on, too.
Oh. Did you have any other pets other than those two dogs?
Nope, just the two dogs. I don't know if the other kids did or not, because they were all older than me.
What did you do when it snowed? Didn't it snow all the time? The snow?
No, it only snowed from, sometimes October, November, December, January, February, March, and then it started tapering off.
Did you ever get cabin fever? Like, you get stuck inside or no?
Stuck inside?
From the snow?
Yeah, but we always seem to shovel ourselves out.
Yeah.
The kids, one year the house got covered with snow, and we couldn't get out the front door or the back
really?
Door.
Really? That's yeah. scary.
No, it was okay because we could see the light up above,
oh,
you know.
Yeah.
But we had a lot of shoveling to do.
Oh, lots of arm work and muscles.
Then the kids wanted to make snow tunnels.
Yeah.
But we.
That'd be fun.
Oh, no, it was fun. But my husband came home and he says, you can't have that. If Julie crawled in there, that thing would cave on her and she'd smother to death.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because she wouldn't know what to do, you
That's
know.
That's true.
Yeah, so. Kids went somewhere that evening, and he stayed home, and he busted all of them. Then he's had him come in the house, and he says, "Oh, bro, somebody broke our fort." You know,
somebody broke a fort. It was me.
Yeah, and he says, "No, he stats as I did for danger."
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because if the snow fell on even one of them, you know, and they couldn't get up and. Find out where they were and get stuck with snow.
That'd be bad.
Can't breathe. Yeah.
You'd be like, where'd she go? I don't know. She's missing.
Yeah.
Have you ever built like anything cool in the snow?
Oh, they tried building ice houses and stuff.
Really? Did they ever make one that worked?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
They did.
How many inches of snow was it that you get?
Oh, heavens, we got lots of snow up there. In Minnesota, it's known for its snow.
Yeah, everything's frozen. It's hot. Ice cools hanging everywhere. You
yeah.
guys send pictures.
Yeah, I think there's about 10 inches now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Grandpa up there?
Oh, yeah, he's up there in the snow. He plowed the driveways.
He's always mowing the lawn. every time I'm up there, you hear, "Marr." Is that Grandpa?
Yeah.
When you were, when you hung out with Grandpa, did you guys go fishing ever? When you were younger?
No, we didn't go fishing. Well, I went fishing with him. And he'd go out in the river and he'd trout fish.
Oh, yeah, with those big
nets,
and
I'd walk
right?
in the trout fish. I mean, walk in the river.
Yeah,
and,
walk in the
trout fish. He'd trout fish.
Oh, that's cool. Did you, what was your dad's name?
My dad was George.
George? What about your mother? Carol?
Dorothy?
Dorothy. Oh, mm-hmm. How do you know how they met or no?
Huh?
Do you know how they met?
Do I know how to name it?
How they met.
How they met? No, I don't know how they
you
met.
You don't? No? Mm-mm. Mm. Was your, wait, so what did your mom do for a job? Or, wait, you said she baked a lot?
Well, she worked at home most of the time. And then after us kids kind of grew up, and I was the last one at home, so she started working in a factory for a while. And
what factory?
North Shore Manufacturing and Wilderness Pie Filling.
Pie filling?
Yeah.
That kind of sounds cool.
And it's a factory that a lot of women work there, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like an assembly line type thing.
What's the weirdest animal you've seen from the window?
A weird one? A wolf.
Really?
Yeah. A bear.
A bear. A rabbit. A
fox. Rabbits.
Really?
Raccoons.
Chipmunks. You don't see much of those anymore.
Yeah. But, I don't know. We've seen them all, I guess.
I haven't seen any frogs on there when I went up for summer. Usually Christian and I used to dig for frogs, and the grass isn't cut down there anymore.
Yeah, the grass is too hot. Yeah. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been in any bad four-wheeler accidents?
In a what?
Four-wheeler accident.
Yes.
A lot?
No, I was in one, and, there was a hole in the road, and I was turned around and looked at we had friends that we were four-wheeling with.
Yeah.
And I turned around and looked, and I should have never took my eyes off that road.
Did you run into a tree?
Yeah, I hit one front wheel, hit the hole, and it swung me around and threw me off the machine.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I hit a tree, and it knocked me cuckoo.
Really? How old were you?
Oh, I was married to Grandpa.
Really? Mm-hmm. You guys just riding around and looked around?
At the cabin we had.
Oh, yeah.
It happened up there.
Do you remember us, Connie and I, you used to make us pick up pine cones?
Mm-hmm.
And you said we could get our swimsuits on and run through the sprinklers if we picked up the pine cones.
Yeah.
I remember one time we were picking up pine cones, and I saw a baby bird. I saw it fall out of a tree, and I chased it through the bushes and all around. And then I picked it up, and then I was like, look, Grandpa. And he's like, why are you holding the bird? He's like, put it up. And I was like, but it fell. And he's like, put it up. And then I chased it for like 20 minutes. I kept running away. And I was like, Caroline, look. And she's like, finish picking up the pine cones. Yeah.
So you picked up the bird.
Yeah. I was like, look, Caroline's a bird. She's like, pick up the pine cones. Yeah. And then who's Carson? Carson, the redhead?
Carson is your cousin.
My cousin?
Mm-hmm.
So he's your sister's son?
Her sister, his mother is my sister-in-law. And it's his grandma is my sister-in-law. So he's a...
Oh, so you're his, like, great-great-aunt?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah, he's gotten pretty big.
How old is he?
He's taller than me.
Really? That means he's probably taller than me.
No, he's probably, he might be now.
Am I taller than you? How tall are you?
I don't know. You could be. How tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
Oh, I might be an inch taller.
Yeah.
My back is so bad, I don't know. I've walked bent over now.
Let's see. Do you have... Do you have any talents? Like weird talents? Can you do anything cool? Did you used to be able to do anything cool? Like talents? Like can you bend your arm a weird way? Or?
Oh, you do I have...
Talents?
Talents? Oh. Well, I was a majorette.
Oh, is that with the baton?
Yes.
Were you like a Marquette dancer thing?
Well, no. I was a march. I'd march in the parades. And I'd march at the high school games. And twirl a baton.
Oh. Did that take a lot of practice to catch it and stuff?
Well, you either know it or you don't. You know, it didn't take me very long to catch on to it. I pretty much trained myself.
Really? You know? Mm-hmm. Did all your friends do it with you?
No.
What did you do?
Well, I had some girlfriends that did it, but I mean, I didn't start doing it until 10th grade.
10th grade?
Mm-hmm.
So sophomore?
Mm-hmm.
What sports did Grandpa do?
Huh?
What sports did Grandpa do?
What
sports did he do, play?
Oh, what kind of work did he do? Well, he started rolling sod when he was about 15 or 16. Huh. Rolling grass.
Did he do that with his dad a lot?
No.
No?
He didn't work with his dad. He hauled coal. You know, people would burn it in their house, in their fireplaces and stuff. And then he worked for, kettles, doing roofing.
Really? He did a lot of work.
Yeah, a lot of different work, even when he was younger. He started young.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he got muscles.
Mm-hmm. He still likes to
did
work
Did you think
now.
He was cute?
Yeah. Yeah, he always liked working.
Yeah, I noticed that he's always working on something. Yeah. He comes over, the toilet need to be fixed, I'll fix the toilet for you. He always wants something to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't like just sitting around idle. He gets bored.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good thing, though.
Yeah, he needs to stay fit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do puzzles.
Well, not necessarily stay fit, but he's lost some weight now. But
yeah.
But keep busy. The busier you keep yourself, the younger you are.
When did you first go hunting?
When I first go hunting? With Grandpa. When it was 6 years ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it fun, or was it really, you have to be really quiet?
Well, it was okay. You gotta be quiet.
Yeah.
Gotta be watching. You know, and if you hear, you're lucky.
Yeah.
Because you hear the grass, you know, when they step on it, and then if there's snow, you can hear them.
Can you hear them?
No. No. I couldn't hear them, but I watched.
Yeah.
I had good eyesight.
Yeah. I don't have good eyesight.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got something good. Does Grandpa have blue eyes, too, like this?
Hazel.
Hazel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Did you like doing puzzles when you were younger like me?
Did I like what?
Puzzles.
Puzzles, yes.
Did you ever do, like, really big puzzles?
We didn't have them quite as big as they have them now.
Yeah.
You know, but now they do. I still like doing them, but it takes me forever.
You miss a piece and have to crawl on the floor to look for it. You know, before we left, I found the piece, and it was at the front of the door, and I was like, how did it get all the way over here? It got caught on somebody's shoe or something?
It must, yeah.
Caught, yeah.
Or somebody's clothes, or maybe even your arm.
Yeah, you lean over, yeah. And it sticks up, and you go, oh, there's a piece
stick
I found.
Stick to your elbow.
Yeah.
Then you get up, move around, and it'd fall off.
Yeah.
Mm.
What did you think when mom told you that she was first having Brianna? What were you thinking?
When you first having, I was excited.
Really?
So was Grandpa.
Were you excited that it was a girl or a boy, or you didn't care?
I didn't care.
Mm. Were you like, oh, I'm going to be a girl?
As long as it was healthy, you know, that was fine.
How old were mom and dad when they had Bri? Do you know?
How old were
Or
they?
How old were you?
Oh, boy, I don't remember. I'm getting too old now.
How old are you?
70.
70, exactly? So how many years ago you think, like?
Brianna's...
She's 18.
18, so... I don't know. Subtract 18 years from 70.
What is that? I'm not good at math. So you take away 10, and that's 60. You take away 7 more. 53. You're
53? 53, 63, 70. Nah, that isn't the right answer.
I don't know. I'm not good at math.
Oh, okay.
What was your favorite subject in school?
Well, I wasn't very good at reading, but I liked, I loved math. I was really good at math.
I'm not good at math. That's a little too much
numbers.
Liked
science.
Science is cool.
Yeah, I like science. And I didn't care for English either, because that was a lot of reading. And I had to work at that.
You had to read out loud a lot, and it was embarrassing.
I wasn't bad at it. It's just that I took longer to learn it.
Yeah.
I had to study.
Yeah.
You know, to
too
get
much
it.
Work.
Mm. But history was okay.
History?
Yeah.
Is it boring to you?
Well, it was history boring to you a little bit?
Some of the stories were interesting.
Really?
I like the part where you read about things or when they, you know.
Yeah.
Discovered something or.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Now the math that we learn is like super hard math. I don't think you learned it when you were younger. I feel like you just learned just the regular stuff, and I'm learning how to measure a triangle. I was a little too hard. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Oh, you're taking pre-A?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then I'm doing an AP class, and it takes up so much time, and I have to take a whole bunch of notes.
Yeah.
On my free time.
Well, yeah. That's good if you can do it.
Yeah, it's just a little hard to focus. Did just you have keep ADHD? Working at it. Did you have ADHD?
Did I have what?
ADHD.
No.
Did Mom and Uncle Donnie and Teresa all have it?
I think Donnie might have had it, and Grandpa had it.
Oh, okay. Is that because where I got it from?
Yeah. I didn't have it. I was a lot...
Lactose intolerant? Is that where I got it from? I'm lactose intolerant.
No, I don't know. I think Grandpa had it.
Oh.
Because he's always doing stuff.
Yeah.
You know, he's...
Yeah.
Like you used to be. You still are.
Doing what? Like...
You just do anything. You're doing something.
I always have to...
You got things to do, you try to get it done.
Yeah. Because I'm always like, I have to write all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me think of more questions. I was going to ask one. I forgot what it was. Where was your favorite place to go when you were a kid?
When I was a kid? Down to Leicester Park.
Leicester Park? Is that...
I used to sneak down there.
You used to sneak down there?
We weren't allowed down there because she was afraid we'd fall in the river and drown.
Oh, yeah. Is that where those rocks are?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Did you ever go...
You've been down the Leicester River. That's where we took Brianna down to get a... take her pictures for graduation.
Oh, yeah.
I've never really been down there. That's part of Leicester River.
It's really big. Uh-huh. Doesn't it go out to Superior all the way?
Huh?
Doesn't it go out to Superior?
Yeah.
Where does Leicester River come from?
Like it comes from the lakes up north of there.
There's a lot of lakes. What's your favorite lake?
My favorite lake? I think Island Lake. I like
Island
that.
Lake because you lived there?
Where we had our other cabin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How many boats have y'all had?
Oh, geez.
A lot?
Well, no. Probably 1, 2, 3... 4, 5.
Five?
I don't know. Well, pontoon's one. That's the last one.
Is that your favorite one? I like it.
No, we've had a pontoon before. We had one up at the cabin. Remember?
No.
Not that. The cabin at Island Lake.
The cabin at Island Lake?
The little log cabin.
I only remember a little bit because I was so young. Did you guys have like a loft up there?
Mm-hmm.
Because Kiana and I used to be in there all the time. There's so much of toys.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an Elmo toy in there. And I just remember messing with it all the time.
Yeah.
And then I used to see the ducks walk out in the morning. And you're like, you can feed the ducks. And we go out there and they run away before we can feed them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember one time you guys cooked, what was it called? Walleye. You grilled walleye for Caroline and I.
Oh, yeah.
And you told us we couldn't leave the table until we finished eating it, so Caroline and I hid it around the house. I don't think you ever found out, but we put pieces on the window seal, and we say, we ate it all, and we go out to play. I don't know if you ever found it, because we didn't like it, but it's really good now.
You like it now?
Yeah. I didn't hide it under the curtain.
Some more fishy? You used to say that?
Yeah. I used to say fishy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Can I have some more fishy?
Yeah. Because fish fry is really good now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. What's your favorite type of fish?
Well, you gotta like fish when you're with Grandpa.
Yeah, Grandpa loves fish, right? Yep. He also drinks apple juice a lot. Did you notice that?
Huh?
He likes apple juice.
Apple juice?
Yeah, he drinks.
Oh, yeah.
And popcorn and all those snacks there. I gained a lot of weight when I went up there this summer. You know, I gained 10 pounds up there.
Oh, wow.
I lost it already from cheer, running all miles every week.
Yeah. Good thing you ran a mile.
Yeah, I ran a lot. I ran a lot in Minnesota.
Yeah.
You know, I came home, and I was the only cheerleader that ran 8 miles.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We keep doing a mile every week to cause it, and if you don't make the mile, you don't get the cheer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were running just Tuesdays. We run Tuesdays every Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
So it's like today's mile day. So everyone wears like comfortable clothes to school because you're too tired to dress cute, you know. You wear leggings and running shoes to school, and you can just wear that to class. So instead of wearing jeans and a nice shirt and some sandals instead. Mm-hmm. So like we'd run, and then so we're not allowed to walk at all. Like people are supposed to run 4 laps straight through, no stopping. So we were doing that, and then 5 people decided to walk, so we had to run again. It was really tiring, and everyone's like, "Well, you're not supposed to walk." And I was pink. Did your face turn pink?
Oh yeah, my cheeks do.
Oh, when you were younger too, like in high school, did you not like it?
I didn't care. We never wore that much makeup.
Oh yeah, people wear a lot of makeup now.
Well, in high school, there were a few girls that wore it. You know, yeah. But they're when you're that young, you really don't need it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, a lot of people wear a lot of makeup. So after I run, I get so pink. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I get so pink and my face gets super red. Have you seen pictures of it? Or after I run my mile, I get really pink. You saw me. I ran miles all summer. I get really pink. And when it's hot outside, I get even more pink. So down here, I get even really pink. Yeah. And then everyone does it not even sweating. And I'm over here. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't you run a lot or no?
I walked pretty much everywhere.
Everywhere?
Yeah.
Did you ever get like bikes for Christmas or?
Well, I rode a bike for a while, but then I used to have a girlfriend. We went to Central High School, and that was farther away from East High School. From our house.
Yeah.
So we'd catch the bus to school, but then we'd walk home.
Was it fun walking home or no?
Well, we had to catch the city bus downtown Duluth to Central High School. And we'd get off school and we'd run down the hill and we'd go to Coney Island.
Oh, yeah. Wait, how old is Coney Island?
Huh?
How old is Coney Island?
How was it?
Old.
Old. Well, it's old. It's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still really good.
Yeah, they are. Really good, Coney Islands.
I miss those.
We'd either get Coney Islands or we'd go down to Woolworth's Drug, 5 and 10 store, it's called.
Is it like a drugstore?
And we used to go in the back because they had a U-shaped cafeteria.
Really?
Yeah, and we used to get an order of French fries and a Coke. So we'd spend our money.
Yeah.
For catching the bus.
You'd come home.
So then we'd walk home.
Yeah. Oh.
It was a long way.
Yeah, you got to walk off all the food you ate.
About 5 miles.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How long would that take you?
I don't know. We just kept walking as we were talking, and we never really paid attention to it.
Oh, did you ever see any animals?
No.
Roadkill?
We walked on Superior Street and on the sidewalk.
Oh.
All along the way. And Betty got home before I did because I lived about a mile and a half farther.
Really? So she got home. You had to walk all the way home by yourself?
Well, I walked. She walked halfway with me sometimes, and I'd go on my way, and she'd turn around.
See, I do that with my friend, but she only lives like 5 minutes away.
Oh,
yeah, not 5 miles, just 5 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. But that was fun.
Did people get picked up at your school, or do people usually ride the bus?
Picked up.
Picked up? No.
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 I wouldn't get a ride from someone anyway if they asked me unless I knew them.
Oh. Because like you said, have to catch the bus all the time. Just your parents always working or something? Or just can't pick you up?
We caught the bus.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember I got a ride. This is funny. I was walking down 54th Avenue East, and I saw my neighbor. So I waved, and he says, "Oh, hop in." He says, "I'll give you a ride." I says, "Well, I'm not very far." He says, "Oh, come on, I'll give you a ride." Uh-huh. He thought I went to Ordine Junior High School.
Uh-huh.
And I was in the sixth grade.
You're in sixth grade?
Yes. I was in grade school.
Wait, you were walking to school?
Yeah, I was walking to school. It's about 2.5 blocks.
Yeah. Wait, so you
just... He says, "I didn't. I thought you were older." I said, "No."
He thought you were 3 years older?
He thought I was older, a couple years.
That's funny. So he had to drive you all the way back. Were you late?
But his daughter was, she was a year younger than me. And I was taller than she was.
Oh.
So he probably thought I was older, even though we played together.
Oh, yeah.
It was funny.
See, were you late that day? Did he have to drive you all the way back to the middle school?
No. I said, no, you gotta let me off here. Oh, you go to this school? I said, yeah, the same one your daughter goes to. He says, oh, I thought you were going down to catch the bus.
Oh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any classes with Grandpa?
Grandpa? Nope, never did.
Did you?
I went to Ordained Junior. He went to Washington. And then I went to Central.
Y'all both went to Central High? Is that a high school?
Yeah.
So Ordine is your junior high?
Huh?
Was it Ordine your junior high?
Yes.
And then y'all met in freshman year or
junior? Probably, yeah.
Did you like know him but you just didn't have a thing?
I knew him but I never had a date.
When did you start liking him?
Because we'd laugh and smile and, you know.
Do you guys joke around all the time?
Yeah, we had good time.
Were you a bad kid or a good kid?
I was a good kid.
Good kid, except putting snakes in mailboxes.
Well, I was just a kid then.
Yeah.
I didn't know any better. I'm copying my brother.
Yeah.
Your brothers get you in trouble if
That's
you're
true.
Older. He was a year and a half older than me, but I didn't know. He says, come on.
You're like, okay.
Yeah, okay. You know, I didn't know. I was afraid to pick them up at first.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have been too. What type of snakes were they?
I don't know.
Just garden snakes? You don't remember?
I don't know.
What if it bit you? Were they big or no?
Just little ones.
Were you just like, this?
They look
kind of quickly, go.
Bigger than an angleworm.
Yeah. What's the biggest fish you've ever seen someone catch?
What's the biggest fish I ever caught?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What kind of fish? I caught a northern pike, and that was 7.5 pounds. That was a good size fish.
Was it bigger than Caroline's?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't remember.
Have you ever seen a muskie before, like someone catch one?
I've seen one, yes.
Are they really big?
Oh, yeah. Some of them are 50 pounds and more.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they, like, as big as Christian? Really?
Yeah, they're big. 70 pounds or more.
Do they have, like, sharp teeth?
Well, I don't like them. They just, they catch them and release them.
Oh.
They catch them and take a picture of it, and then they release them.
Oh, yeah.
Most people do. Yeah, I don't know anybody that eats them. There might be. I don't know what they taste like, but.
Did you go to the beach a lot? Like,
is there
like a shore? The shore, not a beach.
We're at the lake a lot, yeah.
Did you ever, like, go in and get a whole bunch of leeches on your toes and peek them off? I used to do that. And I'd be really scared of them.
What?
The bloodsuckers.
Oh, yeah. But they come off pretty easy.
Yeah.
You put a little salt on them and they'll
really?
Come off. Yeah.
Did you just go in there and dig your feet? Oh, look, here's one. Let's put salt on
it. Oh, they're stuck to my foot.
Yeah, those are. I remember going at the dock at the cat. What's it called?
That first cabin.
The cabin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hunter and all of us were going there and we all come out and we'd be covered in leeches and I'd. And then I remember we used to catch minnows and scoop them up and be like, I got one. Where'd it go? It's right there. Yeah. And then the crawfish at Vermilion.
Oh.
How come y'all got rid of the camper?
The camper? Well, we were going to get a bigger one. But Grandpa decided to make the garage bigger this year.
Bigger?
Yeah, bigger, yeah.
Yeah, bigger, even bigger.
Yeah, bigger than bigger, yeah. He built another small one on the end.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice. Wait, this summer or last summer?
He just started it this summer, this fall.
This fall?
Yeah.
So when I came back here, he started it?
Yeah.
Why? How come where is he adding it on? The side near the fire pit or the side near the road?
No, here's the driveway Grandpa has, the driveway
yeah.
you drive in.
Yeah.
Way on the end.
Really?
Into that
one. So
he
just puts more gravel there and lets it pile up?
Yep.
How big is it? As big as this room?
He put a slab of cement slab down.
Really?
Yeah.
He moved all his wood to the side. And,
huh?
Oh, yeah. He moved all his wood in the side closest to the house.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Why is he going to put in there? What is he going to put in there?
Why did he make it bigger?
Yeah.
Put his toys in it.
His toys? He has so many. He's got.
Well, he's got all the four-wheelers, and he's got the... Gee, he's the...
Yeah.
Ranger, and he's got boats.
Boats. Golf. Didn't he have a golf cart one time?
Yeah, we did, but we sold it.
Yeah, and got another boat.
Yeah. No. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
At that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a good life.
Yeah, a good life. Yeah. I have a lot of fun visiting y'all. I remember coming from the cabin, we'd used to drive to Grandpa's garage and eat plums from that plum tree. Remember?
Used to what?
Eat plums from the plum tree.
There's still plum trees there.
Yeah, and all the apples. Didn't you just get those apple trees?
Mm-hmm. The apples were real good this year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't bring any.
Yeah, they were. They were beautiful, too. We had a whole bunch of them. And then the birds come.
The birds, yeah, my turn to eat.
Yeah, we got rid of them because the birds ate them up.
Yeah, you gotta pick them all.
Yeah, well, I didn't pick them off because we didn't need them.
I do.
Oh, you do? Yeah, they were really good. I think they were called Apple Crisp or something.
How come you didn't bring any down?
Well, they were gone by the time I knew I was coming down. I came down because Donnie was sick.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a chance to pick apples.
You could have taken me back up with you before you came back down. How many times have you been back and forth?
Oh, I don't know. I came down here with Teresa.
Yeah.
And then we went back up because she was only on a short vacation.
Yeah.
And then,
did you have fun here? Too hot.
I wasn't even home for a week.
Yeah.
And I came back down.
Did Grandpa miss you? You come down here by yourself a lot.
Yeah. Well, he misses me.
Yeah, I miss Grandpa too. I miss Vittles. Our Vittles dinner.
Huh?
Our Vittles dinner, is that what it means?
That's what he calls them, Vittles.
Vittles. What about
That's
supper?
Food.
What does supper mean?
Supper?
Yeah.
Dinner.
So Vittles and supper are the same thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
Vittles is like, it can be breakfast, lunch, or supper.
Any of them? Just food?
Food.
And then supper is like...
Chow.
Chow? Yum, yum, yum. Yum, yum, yum. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Grandpa calls everything silly with silly names.
You better shut that off. It's gonna...
It's timing us. We have three more. We have 2 minutes remaining. We have two
really?
More minutes. Yeah. Mm. I don't have any. I don't really. I wrote down questions for Grandpa JR, and I was like, "Grandma's here. I'll ask Grandma questions."
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'm trying to think of another question. How did you used to do your hair? Your hair?
I wore it in a ponytail and braids.
And braids to the side, or like this, and braids out.
Yeah, no, I wore it in a big ponytail.
And you used to braid it in the back?
Yeah, I used to have long hair.
Really? How long? Like my hair?
Yeah, about that long.
Was your hair this color?
Yeah, I think
like
so.
Like a light brown?
Yeah, it was.
Because mom's
well,
hair.
Well, in the summer, it's lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. But your eyebrows are getting darker.
Yeah. My hair gets dark when it gets cold. Yeah. Did Grandpa have his color hair too?
Yeah, he did. Maybe a little lighter.
Yeah. Because, like, Mom has his colored hair. What colored hair did Uncle used to have, like, a bowl. I remember, I seen pictures of him.
Me?
No, Uncle Donnie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had a little bowl cut. It was funny looking. I remember looking through photos.
It's what was cheap.
Yeah. Just cut it and make it look good.
Yeah.
Did everyone wear the hair?
He was the year of the Beatles.
The Beatles? Oh, yeah. So all the hair like that.
Yeah, he had his hair like that.
Yeah.
Dorothy Hamill, you ever heard of her?
No.
She's an ice skater. She won the Olympics one year.
Really?
Yeah, and she had hair like this.
Oh, yeah.
Swing her hair, and Donnie could do that.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have 20 seconds now. That was almost 45 minutes of talking. That's pretty good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now you gotta go to bed.
Yeah. Gotta put all my homework up.
Yeah. When you have to do that tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for talking with me.
You're welcome.
Yeah.